in the body. I give a soul and it tries to act naughty. I'm in control, I'm in charge of this body. I can't let it go, I am free, no more bondage. The true essence of who I am. Speaking to God's spirit over again. Communicating in his spirit and truth. Not always expecting my feelings to flow in. Sometimes I feel like he's gone, but thank you, the Father will never leave us. Understand feelings will change, but the spirit man is renewed every day. I walk by faith and not by sight. Not every thought that comes right. You decide what to believe. You tell the body how to be. I am a spirit. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's me in control. The truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking his role. I am a spirit. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's me in control. There's truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking this road. Holy Spirit always taking this road. Bringing me places the body don't know. Leading me beyond my comfort and zone. Challenging mindsets I need to let go. Goodbye. Truth is a mindset that builds up by time. How you gon' grow if your mind ain't in line? The spirit of man is the lamp most high. Look for the truth. Seeking and looking, blues, clues. This is real life and I'll tell you the truth. Souls in the line and this don't exclude you. See what I mean. God right before us and we just ain't mean. Act like we got this but reality. Still crying out but refuse to bend knees. I am a spirit. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's being controlled. And truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking his robe. I am a spirit. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's being controlled. And truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking his robe. Your feelings, you are not your body. You can pick and choose which of those take pilot. You should let the real you take control and guide it. Let your spirit lead you while you go to positive. You are not your feelings, you are not your body. You can pick and choose which of those take pilot. You should let the real you take control and guide it. Let your spirit lead you while you go to positive. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's me in control. The truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking his role. I am a spirit though. Not subject to feelings. Not subject to all of my feelings though. I tell the body it's me in control. The truth in my body. The Holy Spirit always taking his role.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilley, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on Active FM. What's the topic? Yeah, this is what's the topic on Active FM. I hope you're good. I hope you're great. Yeah, let me know how you've been doing. Yes, and that was an awesome, amazing jam, amazing jam. You know, like right here on What's the Topic, we give you everything that is awesome, everything that's amazing. And yeah, if you're wanting to find out more about that song and the artist, there was Shona Cain, I Am a Spirit. Yeah, it was an awesome, amazing track. It got me thinking about, you know, literally us being spirit. You know, we actually made in the Lord's image. That's why we have a flesh, you know. We have a spirit, we have a soul. And I was thinking, yeah, we actually need to be living a life where we're led by the spirit. We're making decisions according to the spirit and not according to our own wisdom or our own human knowledge. Because yeah, you obviously get those situations where we operating according to our human strength, our human wisdom, knowledge and everything. Yeah, because you probably got a paper or a decree you know, diploma, all those different things. So we shouldn't be operating according to those things and our knowledge. Instead, we should be operating according to the Spirit. Yes, the Spirit of God, not just any spirit, because obviously in life you also get different types of, yeah, you know, spirits. And I once did a show on that, you know, the different types of spirits. So if you want to go and learn about all those different types of spirits and know what they are, go back and actually listen to the show that I did on those. So yeah, make sure that you're filled with the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is what's going to get you to the level that you're supposed to be on. It's the Spirit of God that's going to guide you to life. You know, when you don't find the Spirit of God, you find death. That is reality. There's two things involved. You got God's side and the enemy side. The enemy side is automatic death, everything that has to do with death. That's what you'll find there. But when you're on God's side, it's another story, because you're filled with life, and that's where you'll find life, and that's where you'll find everything that is awesome and amazing and mind-blowing. Yes. Everything filled with the presence of God. So you don't want to be out of the presence of God. So my weekend and week was awesome and amazing. Okay, my week is awesome. It's going awesome. And my weekend last week was amazing. Yes, my last weekend was awesome and amazing. So good morning to you wherever you are. If it's morning for you, good afternoon to you wherever you are. If it's afternoon for you, good evening. If it's evening for you, or good night. If you're about to go to bed, and whatever day, whatever date, whatever time zone that you decided to get the show, hello and welcome back. I am grateful for the fact that you are tuned in, and I'm grateful for the fact that you're sharing the shows. Yes, so to every single person out there, you know, in America, Canada, UK, you know, Russia, Egypt, Pakistan, all over the world, I know you listening. So yes, shout out to you. Got a lot of love for you. So make sure you actually stay safe. Make sure you do not leave and disappear and go somewhere else. Okay, if you do disappear and go somewhere else, make sure you share the show to someone who is where you are going. Yeah, make sure you do that. And it's awesome and amazing. Today's topic is going to be very interesting. So today's topic is basically Taylor Swift. So that is today's topic. And yeah, I know you're probably thinking, okay, what is going to talk about Taylor Swift? Why is he talking about Taylor Swift? What's the topic right here on what's the topic about Taylor Swift? Excuse the pun. Yeah. So probably got a lot of things happening in your mind right now. Yes, I know you got a lot of things happening in your mind. So we're going to touch on this topic, dissect the topic. Okay, so basically what we're gonna do is actually go into her life. So we're gonna touch on a bio, you know, where she was born and everything, and then we're gonna add the word inside of it. We're actually gonna add the word, yes, because there's always something that's involved, you know, with everything that you see in the physical. Make sure that you're actually aware of the spiritual, because our physical world is influenced by the spiritual. Like I said, two things involved: God's side and the enemy. In the spiritual, that's literally what's happening. So make sure you're on God's side and you're not on the enemy side. So yeah, be aware of that. Topic: Taylor Swift. Do not disappear. Do not go anywhere. Do not march into another zone or another radio station. You can't do that, because obviously you love the what's the topic. Make sure that you share it out. So we're gonna speak about Taylor Swift after this awesome, amazing. I even took a break, a pause, an awesome, amazing pause just for you. Imagine, just for you to actually get your thoughts together and actually think about this.
This is Active FM.
Let's find out. Let's go through the journey together and find out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going back into this. Yeah, loving it.
You tune in to your favorite station.
Yeah, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I know you were not disappearing. I knew you were not disappearing. I know you are not disappearing, and you will not go anywhere, because this is the best place to be right here, Active FM, where radio has never been better. Yeah, I know you want to get exposed to those Christian content, you know, everything Christian, because yeah, the world out there has some interesting things that are filling people with negative things. Yeah, like Netflix. So yeah, make sure you go cancel your Netflix account if you got Netflix, because they can't be promoting your 12-year-old kids stripping. No, what you want? That is actually child abuse. If you didn't think about it, it's actually child abuse. So we gotta be making sure we're taking a stand. We don't want our kids to be, yeah, seen by the whole world stripping. So whoever those parents were, you better rethink your whole decision. Yes, so Taylor Swift, that's the topic that we're going to be talking about. Yes, we're going to be talking about Taylor Swift. Yeah, she is a American musician. Yes, so basically Taylor Swift, her full name is Taylor Allison Swift. She was born on the 13th of December 1989. So if you are actually calculating her age right now, you should guess it right. If you didn't guess it right, she is 30 years old. Yes, 30 years of age. That's basically her current state. Yes, current state. That's her current age. Yeah, and it's not going to change anytime soon. But it's basically changing next year. Yeah, just kidding. I'm just kidding. She's going to be 31 by the 13th of December this year. So that's basically what's happening. Yeah. Birthday is very soon, sure, very, very soon. That's actually interesting. So, yeah, she obviously got other names, and yeah, her other names, they're like really, really interesting. I would love to attempt her other names, you know, to actually say it, but my pronunciation will not come out right. So, I do not want to attempt that, and yeah, you know, basically, yeah, offend some fans out there, you know, Taylor Swift fans, no. Don't want to do that, but yeah, you understand, you know, it's the topic. We create our own words, phrases, sentences, everything, but yeah, we're not going to attempt that one. Moving on, so occupation, she is basically a singer, songwriter, a record producer. Yeah, got producers in the house right there, so that's also like, it's amazing, it's amazing. She is also a multi-instrumentalist. Yep, that is the same position that I want to be in. Going for that, man. I'm gonna make sure I'm also a multi-instrumentalist. Yeah, you must know, man. Must know. She's also an actress. In case you didn't know, she actually acts. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, man. Like, yeah, woman. Yeah, so she actually acts. She's an actress. And then she's also a music video director. She's a music video director. Like, wow, that is really, really awesome. It's amazing. It's sure, like, really, really amazing. And yeah, in terms of her occupations, basically she started in 2003 and she's still present in those occupations. Yes, she's still doing a thing, man, still doing the most. And yeah, what's her net worth, you're probably wondering. In fact, can you guess what her net worth is? I'm giving you a second one. There was a second right there. So, in case you didn't know, her net worth is actually $360 million. Yep, that is her net worth. But that obviously, yeah, you know, was her 2019, yeah, estimated net worth. So, 2020 already. Like, yeah, when we're going into 2021, her net worth is probably going to increase. Because, yeah, obviously, she's one of those talented, you know, individuals. Yes, she does a lot of things. And, yeah, basically, it's going to be really, really interesting to see her net worth next year. Yeah, because next year is around the corner, in case you're actually thinking, her next year is very far. No. It's around the corner, hey. It's like just now. Yes, just now, we got 3 months left. Consider it two, because already this month is disappearing. It's gone. Yeah, let me just put it that way. So she obviously got relatives. Yeah, she's got a brother. and her brother's name is Austin Swift. Yes, Austin Swift. So if you want to go and see who's that, yeah, just go there on Google, type Austin Swift, and you're going to see her brother. And yeah, moving on to her whole life, you know, like career and all those stuff. So going into her musical career, you know, she obviously has awards and all those stuff. There's things that she's achieved in that whole area. But yeah, you know, there's interesting stuff. There is actually interesting stuff. So where is she from? Like, what is her origin? Like, yeah, like, what is it? Where is she really from? So she's from Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, right there in USA. To all the people there, they in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, some people, they call me Nashville, because obviously my name is Nash. So yeah, they like add the Nashville, you know, the feel onto it. So yeah, she was basically born there in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where she's from. She obviously does the following genres: pop, yes, she does pop, country, rock, synth pop, and country pop. So that's basically the things that she does, like the genres and all the stuff. And then when you go obviously to her instruments, she's a vocalist, a guitar, piano player. You know, there's the instrument called the banjo. Yes, the banjo, not the bando. Yeah, like some people are gonna be like, what is that? Fearless Eagle, what is a bando? Nah, not a bando, a banjo. Yeah, you know, obviously the banjo instrument. So she also plays that. Yes, it's actually awesome and amazing. Go check it out, you'll see. It's really, really interesting. It's like, wow, okay, that's a banjo. Ooh, okay. And then there's also the ukulele. Yes, got it right, got it right. So the ukulele instrument. Yeah, the ukulele instrument, she also does that, you know. She is also under the labels Big Machine and Republic. And yeah, so that's literally some of the things that she has in her life and achieved and all those stuff. It's like really, really interesting. But now we're obviously gonna go into her whole, you know, dive in a little bit into what she has achieved in life and all those stuff. And then we're gonna add the Christian perspective. So do not disappear. That was a little bit about Taylor Swift. Here is an awesome, awesome, amazing jam that you're gonna enjoy. Yes, and the jam is not by Taylor Swift. Just in case you are wondering. No. The jam is by The Heart Creative Wild. I know you're gonna love this one. I'm gonna love it. So enjoy.
We are the wild ones. Went into motion. This king I will boast, and with all of the heavenly hosts, I'll praise him ever the more. Like never before, behold our glorious Lord God, crown where a thorn scarred, forgave and he forgot. My sin cast as far as the east from the west, where the power of the grave couldn't hold. Nah, with him, nothing's impossible, and our hope's in the gospel. And this is the gospel, that his heart is for you, and the Father adores you. Proved in the veil that he tore through just to restore you. He put on our skin and then stepped in the worn shoes. They were your shoes. And this is the good news, that he came for the world.
Reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that song. I enjoyed it. It was like awesome and amazing. Yeah. Right there. Wild, man, yeah, wild. That was a wild song. Awesome, amazing inspiration right there. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. And yeah, I won't lie, it was touching me and inspiring me. So let's get into it. Now, let's just look at a couple of things that she's achieved. Now, let's look at what her timeline is reflecting. Yeah, so when we look at Taylor Swift, so some of the awards and nominations that she has basically achieved in her lifetime up to now. So when we look at the amount of wins, like awards and nomination that she has won, she has actually won 347 awards and nominations. That is like crazy right there. Like it's awesome. So 347 awards she has won, and when we go on to nominations, she has won 781. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? That is like crazy right there. Like, yo, it's awesome. Like, yo, how do you feel after doing that? And then, like, there's still 8 that are pending. Like, yeah, they're like coming up, eh? that are coming out. There's still 8 waiting for you. So that is actually the position that she's in. And it's crazy. Like, it's really, really crazy. And yeah, obviously, when you go onto a timeline, you see in obviously the year 2007, she won new. So she won an award. She was nominated, basically. Let me put it that way. She was actually nominated as the new female vocalist of the year. That's the award that she won. She won the award after being nominated as the new female vocalist of the year. Like, right there. That is really, really awesome and interesting. And sure, like, isn't that an achievement right there? And then obviously you go on to 2018. It was crazy. Like, I think she was having like the 2 years of her life. Not 2008. I'm like thinking 2018. No, so in 2008, that's when she won obviously another award. She was nominated as the female vocalist of the year again, and then she actually ended up in a position where her album was actually album of the year 2018. Right there, I was like, okay, wow, that is really, really awesome. And then you go on to 2009. So like, these are all years following each other. So 2017 she got it, 2007 she got it, 2008 she got it. Then you go on to 2009, she got it again. So her female vocalist of the year, she was nominated again as the female vocalist of the year. And then Love Story was nominated as the video of the year, which was really, really interesting. And then her album of the year, which was the Fearless album, was nominated as album of the year. She actually won the award of album of the year right there in the same year, like 3 times of a video, album, like, yeah, female vocalist. Really, really awesome. And then yeah, 2010, right there, 2010, she, yo, like, I think that year was the one. It was like the awesome, amazing year of the year of her year. If that makes sense. Okay, on what's the topic, it makes sense. So she actually got the Crystal Milestone Award. She won that, and then she won an Entertainer of the Year, and then Female Vocalist of the Year again, and then Video of the Year selected again, and then Song of the Year. So that was 2010, right there. Bam! Like, yo, awesome stuff. 2011, obviously, she got the Jim Reeves International Award. She won that. She won Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, and then Album of the Year right there. Bam! Like, she's been doing the most right there. Like, these are years following each other. Like, I don't think there's a year that passes without her getting anything. Then 2012, like, okay, 2011, that was her achievement. And then you go on to 2012, again, Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, Video of the Year, bam, right there. Then you go to 2013, right there. Hey, like I said, years following each other, she's just winning and doing the most. Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, Video of the Year. 2014, again, sure. 2014 also was the one, man. Like, the year of her year, yeah, that she was enjoying as well. Yeah, so she got the Entertainer of the Year nomination. She won the Female Vocalist of the Year again, Video of the Year, Single Record of the Year, Vocal Event of the Year. Bam! Right there. Awesome, amazing stuff. And then, 2015, she won the 50th Anniversary Milestone Award. Right there. Bam! That's the milestone award that she got in 2015. Then, 2016, nothing happened. 2017, nothing happened. 2018, nothing happened. 2019, she got the Video of the Year. And then this year, she got the short format web series, music video, or commercial. Yeah, that's what she got. And then she got the variety reality or competition series. Like, right there, she's been doing the most. And yeah, those are like some of the things that she has obviously achieved throughout the years, if I can actually put it that way. And I think, yeah, she's had a very successful, you know, timeline since she was born up to, you know, now. And yeah, like, there's been interesting awesome, amazing awards that she's won. Like, you know, obviously the pop female artist, she has won that. The country female artist, she has won that. The adult contemporary artist, she has won that as well. The rock album was this award, she has gotten that as well. Like, there's a lot of things that she has got, even favorite country female artist, all those awards she has gotten them. The list goes on and on and on and on. Like, yeah, you to have 781, you know, awards, and you've been nominated a lot of times, that is a lifetime achievement. So yeah, you've been actually, you know, nominated over 1,000 times, you know, and you got awards and all those stuff. So that is basically an achievement. And I know, like, she's probably, yeah, proud of herself and all those things, like the things that she has achieved. But now, obviously, you know, there's obviously more to your life as an individual and why you were born here. And it's crazy, like, she can achieve all of those things, and it's amazing because she's touching people's lives, she's impacting people's lives. Now the question is, imagine doing that for Christ. Like, there is the amount of stuff that she has achieved. Now imagine if she gave her life to Christ, and then she actually pursued God, you know, and actually used her talents to actually give God the praise and all the glory. I believe that her awards are gonna go beyond millions. Yep, that is what I believe. So it was even gonna go beyond billions. Yeah, heading for trillions, to past trillions. Like, I believe her awards are gonna go beyond legions. Yeah, right there. So, like, that's how much awards she was gonna get, you know, just to take a talent and actually apply it for Christ. That's what I believe. And yeah, you know, like, it's even like the whole situation of Kanye West and all those things. Obviously he sold his soul to the devil, and then, you know, did the works of the devil, used his talents for the devil, and yeah, sold his soul to Sony and all those stuff. Not his son. Yay! Woo! There are some other interesting phrase right there. But yeah, they all sold their soul to Sony. Hey, too many souls. Woo! Yeah, but I know you get it. So yeah, like I was saying, they all sold their souls, you know, to Sony and all those stuff. Sony, you know, the devil and all those things. And yeah, the music industry is corrupt. It's bad. It's owned by Lucifer. It's run by Lucifer. Like, he's the one that calls the shots and all the stuff. But now imagine coming out of that whole situation of the music industry and actually using your talent for Christ. I believe Christ is gonna basically take your whole talent to a whole nother level. The same things that he did with David, you know, Abraham, all of them. Solomon. Imagine being in a position like Solomon. Sure, that is some other interesting life to live. Awesome, amazing life to live. Let me just put it that way. Mind blowing. I was gonna say mind blowing. Woo! Mind blowing situation to be in. So yeah, take your talents, use it for Christ, and you'll see what it can do. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, Taylor Swift, make sure that you actually get to God, you know, actually, yeah, find out more about God, you know, get to know him on a personal level. Like, I advise you to give your life to Christ, give your life to Jesus. I mean, yeah, if you don't believe me, in terms of Jesus being the best, you know, in one's life, go and have a conversation with Kanye West. He'll be happy to tell you. Gave his life to Christ, and he's on fire, doing things for the Lord. Yeah, even released an album for Christ, Jesus is King. So that's actually really, really awesome and amazing. So yeah, that's a bit about Taylor Swift right there. And if you are listening to this, that's a bit about you that you already know. And yeah, do not disappear. I shall be back for more. Yeah, yeah.
Active FM.
Yeah, back right here after that short, amazing session. Yes, unfortunately, this is the end where I have to say goodbye. But yeah, there was a bit about Taylor Swift. There was a lot to speak about, but you know, time is not on our side. Time is not, yeah, our friend today. But I know you enjoyed the show. Yes, you enjoyed the show, and the show was on another level. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making sure that you're listening to the show. Thank you for your support. Yes, thank you for your ears. Yes, undivided attention. Yes, I am grateful. I really appreciate all of that. And yeah, let me know what's happening in your world. Let me know what's going on. Yes, going on. Let me know what's happening in your whole world. Yeah, like people around you and all the stuff. And yeah, if you actually do share the show with a friend and they actually gave you back, you know, positive feedback, do send the feedback to me so that I can shine that. So I can shine. Woo! There are some other interesting words right there. English, you know, in what's the topic? English always has to go south. Yes, north, east, west. Yeah, you know, we always have to have those creations. We can't finish the whole show without creations. Yeah, that's why we're creating now. So let me know what's happening. And yeah, if there is feedback, send the feedback to me. This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here, about to sign out. Don't forget, you can catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Today I said 3 W's, not 4 W's. Yes, I know last week I said 4. There are 4 W's. I was like www. Eh? www. Yeah, that's 4. Even my brain was like, what? So yeah, that's what happened last week. So this week it's 3. And yeah, that's our website. Make sure you go check it out there. You can get the shows, the rest of the shows. Yes. And also go on our Instagram page. Yes, go on to our Instagram page. And crazy thing. If you go onto our Instagram page, you're also going to find our WhatsApp line right there. So Instagram page is at ActiveFM777. Yes. And yeah, make sure you watch out for our WhatsApp line right there. It's there on the Instagram page. You can get it there. Facebook /ActiveFM777. Twitter at ActiveFM. And from myself, I am going to see you next week. Same time, same place here on ActiveFM. Same time, whatever time that you getting it. Yes. Whatever time zone you in, make sure you get the show at that time zone. So if it's morning, yeah, I'll see you next week in the morning. If it's evening, I'll see you next week in the evening. If it's night, I'll see you next week at night. If it's in the afternoon, I'll see you next week in the afternoon. So peace out. Love you guys. God bless.
the basis, I'm gonna win. This place is my game, yes, I'm on a team. Working in progress, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Purpose is driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination, Jesus is the only one.